This is CPR News. I'm Haley Sanchez in Colorado Springs. A new way to fund Colorado schools has passed the Colorado House. Speaker Julie McCluskey says the bill puts more money into students living in poverty, English language learners, and special education students.
Our decisions need to be to equitably share state resources so that every single kid gets a fair shot.
The plan would cost about $500 million over 6 years. United Methodist delegates repealed their church's longstanding ban on LGBTQ clergy with no debate Wednesday. Reverend Jerry Herships is with the Applewood Valley United Methodist Church in Golden.
This language came into our rule book, our book of discipline, 52 years ago. That's a long time. That's generations of clergy that have been told, no, you're not right. You're incompatible with Christian teaching. That makes me want to cry just saying it out loud. It seems like such a horribly offensive thing for an organization to do, and it's in our rule book. We can't deny it, but starting today, we can.
The Colorado State House passed a bill Wednesday that would require funeral home owners to have a license. Colorado is the only state in the nation that doesn't require a license for people working in the funeral home industry. The state has seen a series of tragic and disturbing cases of funeral home mismanagement in recent years. You're listening to CPR News. More local news at CPR.org.